If we reported statistics for your order entry or customer service operations where customer orders actually get entered into your system, either manually or automatically, electronically, then there will be an order entry system. The next section in the report talks about order entry. This is where you have maybe a customer service operation, or you have specifically you have a specific group of people that enter orders directly into your system to come in by phone or by mail or by fax or whatever method, where you have people entering the orders, then this is some discussion about that part of your logistics chain. In this section are several of the metrics that are important for measuring this part of your operation. For instance, it shows how much operating cash there is per order passing through the order entry operation. Of course, the more operating cash you have in each order, the better it is for the company, and the more likely you are to be profitable, or the more likely it is that that order will be profitable. Remembering that the balance between money-making orders and money-losing orders is the determining factor for success in a company. So in the table, we show the amount of operating cash per order, and then we show the amount of operating expense per order. Now, this is not just for the order entry department. This is for the entire company. But it's important to understand that if, like this company, you're spending $225 for every order that's coming in the door, that will tell you that your orders have to be considerably larger than $225 in order to generate commissions and profits for the company. So the first two measures in this section, like other sections, show what's happening with the company overall. The next measure is the order entry expense per order. Now, this is how much expense we have just in this one department, and it's that's the share of the overall order operating expense. And you can see whether this organization is taking a larger or smaller share as it increases, hopefully, its efficiency. It should be either handling bigger orders or it should be having less expense per order, either of which will be a reflection of the department being more efficient. We also show the amount of order entry expense per full-time employee. Now, this is important because headcount has a big impact on profitability, but more importantly, the cost of headcount has a big impact, and so that's why we have the last measure and the most important one, and that is the operating cash per order entry expense. So what we're looking at is how much operating cash we're handling for every dollar that we're spending in the order entry department. And in this case, we're looking at $30.90 of operating cash for every dollar expended. Now, that's above industry average, which means for what we're investing in our order entry operation, this particular company, the Acme Distributing Company, is more efficient than the industry average. And that's good, shouldn't take the pressure off, but it means that there are probably other places in the company that you could work on that are going to be more productive in terms of getting more efficiency and more profitability because of it.